I'm calling to order the 1,383rd meeting of the Board of Directors. I would ask for an approval of the agenda, but I have a number of items to add to the printed agenda. I have a proposed resolution commending the staff on the safety record for the previous year, which I would ask Moore Downey to present later. I have a resolution commending the chief's service here at WMATA. We have a motion for an approval of an indemnification agreement with Excellus. We have a motion to approve the general manager's contract extension, and a motion for a special committee on strategic planning. With those amendments, those five amendments to the agenda, I would ask for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. Certification for the board executive session. I recognize Mr. Downey.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move that the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that at the just concluded board executive session, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in the executive session under Board Bylaws Article 10 and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the board.
A motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? I would ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of the 28th of February.
Mr. Chairman, I would move this with one correction.
Yes.
Under the Greenbelt proposal, it's noted that I had voted for this. I had recused myself, Mr. Dean.
That's right.
You did vote for me. For my stead.
A second.
With the amendment proposed by Mr. Acosta, the motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. We have public comment. We have Michael Sindrum.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, board members, all those with the sound of my voice. Michael Sindrum, disabled veteran. We served our country more than most. I noticed, Mr. Chair, the Metro Board meeting public comment. Each speaker is allowed, quote, 2 minutes to address the board. It used to be 2 minutes every 3 months. Thank God, it now at least is every month. That should be extended, say, to 5 minutes, minimally 3 minutes. D.C. Council affords the citizens, and I think maybe across the board, I know, Mayor, you're over your way, but I think 3 minutes is a more appropriate, you know, time span. Remember, Mr. Chair, you are there because we are here, and the citizenry, the public, is the lifeblood of Metro. I have a couple questions as well. There were resolution 2011-38, and then it was renewed 2013-02, which called for an ethics officer. I've asked at the oversight of DC Council who has been named. I understand it was under advisement, and I'd like to get some follow-up if, in fact, an ethics officer has been named, and if not, when that will be and who it is. That will be helpful. I'd also like to know who the ADA 504 coordinator for WMATA is. I've asked that question. It's required by law, and, you know, I'll get back with you, but I have not yet received a response. I wanted to give a shout-out to, there's a bike shop in Alexandria, Del Rey. It's called Velocity. And I know Mayor Ewell made his appearance at their grand opening. What I suggested to my friend here, our friend, Chief Taborn, and our newly appointed Chief Pavlak, is maybe the abandoned bikes, the ones that are no longer claimed or needed by WMATA, could be donated to. That's a community-oriented shop, and it would be a win-win. And I want to finally give kudos to Chief Tayborn. He's done a yeoman's job. We started out, say, less than, how should we say it, Steve? But we'll leave it at that. Anyway, we've warmed up to each other, and in fact, I got a live message on my voicemail, which was very inviting and encouraging. So I look forward to the newly appointed Chief Pavlok, you know, to fill some big shoes, and I look forward to some good things happening. Thank you, Mr. Chair and board members.
Thank you. Are there any other individuals who had not signed up? Okay, thank you. Report by the Access Advisory Committee, Dr. Posner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been an exciting month for us. We've done a lot of work at the full committee and at our two subcommittees, and also had a lovely meeting with the board leadership. Most of you received the written comments already, so I will spare you in-depth analysis and keep my report relatively short. The 4AAC committee had a TTY rail station service update at the beginning of the month to discuss safety issues and alternatives to the service being discontinued. We've been working on this for a while because, as you know, Verizon is discontinuing their service, and there is an issue of safety involved of people that either don't have cell phones or at a station that doesn't have cell phone connectivity for it, and we're making good progress working with staff on those sorts of things. The bus rail committee was incredibly active. In fact, ran over 30 minutes, which is one of the first times that's ever happened. We continued our lighting work with a visit to Judiciary Square Mezzanine with the lighting staff. We went over the improvements that have been made there and the switch from canned lighting to fluorescent lighting. And several suggestions were made related to the geometry of the lighting, the glare, and the signage. We also suggested to staff, which they took in a very positive light, the purchase of low-vision glasses. These are a set of glasses that are often used in training OTs and physical therapists that actually mimic up to 12 different reasons for low vision, ranging from cataracts to tunnel vision. And we thought if they had a set within their bailiwick, they could get a preview of what the low vision community is actually looking at when they change the lighting, and that was a real plus. We also had at Bus Rail presentations and extensive discussion on interior elevator signage, general elevator issues of the visibility of the buttons, both outside and inside the elevators, both the size of the buttons, the labeling of the buttons as to where you're going, and a number of the new elevators. I'm sensitive to the one at Capitol South, where it was out of service and completely rebuilt, and they did it in the darkest brown you can possibly do, and all the buttons are brown. And even if you know where the buttons are, it's difficult to find them. So we had a very good discussion on that, and we want to give kudos to Mr. Blake in ADAP, who's been working with the signage people, and they have been going out and they have been fixing the signage, and it's been getting very, very much better in a very rapid manner. The other discussion was on elevator replacement, and that was secondary to L'Enfant Plaza and what has recently happened out at Pentagon, where all the elevators get shut down at the same time. And the problem for the disability community is that in the old days when the elevators were shut down and it was only one side of the station, you could go to the next station and come back and get up. When you shut down both sides of the station, you've got to wait for the shuttle. And sometimes that works and sometimes that doesn't work quite as well. We also had an update on various construction signage and fences that were done. And one of the more exciting things that we've been working on for a while were the Metro Access bus stop signs. One of the reasons some of us don't use Metro Access to go to rail is you don't know where they're going to pick you up. And so at the larger stations with multiple bus bays, we're actually going to be installing signs for Metro Access so that there will be an official Metro Access bus stop at those bays. In addition to that, there'll be signs that are put in at the elevators with directions to the Metro Access stops so that it will shorten the Metro Access rides. People that can use fixed route will now be able to use fixed route in both directions, which is a real plus. A little bit outside of this, Patrick and I attended a town hall on the capital improvements budget and were impressed by a DC group from Southeast who were in search of a new bus stop. And they're an impressive group, and Patrick and I invited them to come with us to the bus rail committee. Mr. Down stepped forward and did a very nice thing and pointed out that Mr. Bellamy, who is his alternative on the board, is in charge of those bus stops, and he was going to discuss it with Mr. Bellamy. So they have come to a town hall, and they've gotten a two-pronged approach to their problem, and hopefully we can all work that out. We want to thank Mr. Downs for that and for those folks for being active. And Metro Access, we're all excited. You're all excited. There are five new contractors. The contract has been let. At that meeting, we spent a goodly time meeting the new contractors, representatives of the new contractors, discussed everything we could do to help with the transition that's going to take place. It was a very, very positive meeting. We also wanted to thank you all for the statement of the importance of capital improvements for the elderly and disability accessibility in the capital improvement budget document that was presented at the town hall. We think that's really a good show of support from the board and from staff in putting that in the document. We'd also like to thank Ms. Porter for broaching the issue of higher safety on MAC versus bus rail at the last safety meeting. And that's an issue that we've talked about, you've talked about, staff has talked about, and we're pretty happy with safety on Metro Access as it is, but thank you for thinking about us. And the last thing that I'd like to do is invite all and any of the board meetings members to come to one of our AAC meetings to see how we work, to give us suggestions of what you'd like us to focus on and see areas you'd like us to move forward in. We had a very good discussion with the board leadership, and those minutes will be coming out soon with what we have taken away from that and get more feedback as to which direction you'd like us to move in. So thank you very much, and hopefully I don't run too long today.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? The report, Mr. Dyke.
Just briefly, when's the next meeting, since you were kind enough to invite us?
Actually, next meeting is this coming Monday, April 1st. It is April Fool's Day, and it is opening day for the Nationals, so you'll be forgiven if you miss that. But we are the first Monday of every month. And if you have a particular interest, our bus rail meeting is the second Monday, and our Metro Access meeting is the third Monday. So any of the subcommittees are committees of the whole, so anyone that you would like to attend, we'd be delighted to have you come in and talk to us.
And thank you for the invitation.
Thank you.
Report by the Writers Advisory Committee, Ms. Walker.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Carol Carter Walker. I'm a member at large on the Writers Advisory Council and Vice President of the District of Columbia for 2013. I want to thank you for this opportunity to highlight portions of the Chair's report. But I'm going to begin with a bit of a personal introduction since this is my first time representing the RAC here. I'm a native Washingtonian who's been using public transit virtually all of my life. I remember DC Transit. Enough said. I've ridden Metro Rail since it first opened in my neighborhood, and I now live at Adventine Fort Totten, an apartment development that sits directly across from the Fort Totten Metro. It was built as a joint venture between Carr Construction and Metro. At Fort Totten, I have access to a host of buses, a zip car, taxis, and 3 metro rail lines. During a significant part of my career as a federal manager, I managed employee commuter programs, and now that I've retired, public mass transit is vital to continuing to maintain a high quality of life. I'm very gratified and privileged and challenged by the opportunity to serve on a group that's dedicated to rider advocacy. And now to the report. First, I'd like to start with thanking Chairman Downs for coming to the RAC orientation that was held at the beginning of March. It was a surprise to us, and it was great because it was really a free exchange of information and questions between the chairman and the RAC members who attended that orientation. Second, I'd like you to know that the 3 standing committees that we talked about last month for the RAC, the Operations and Communications, Safety and Security, and Budget and Finance, have begun their work, and we're starting to prioritize the issues that the WMATA board and staff have asked us to address, as well as issues that we have been asked to address by riders, and so you'll be hearing a lot more about those groups as they firm up. Third, I'd like to thank Jim Hughes, Metro's Director of Intermodal Planning, who came to talk to us at our last meeting about the operation of the Silver Line. I must say that there are RAC members, particularly those in Virginia, who are concerned about the fact that Blue Line riders may be paying peak fares for non-peak service. And we're also concerned longer term about the budget implications of extending that line to Largo because of the insufficiency of the pocket track at Stadium Armory. And finally, the Riders Advisory Council has committed this year to having listening sessions, hopefully one in each jurisdiction. The first one is scheduled to be in April. It's going to be in Virginia. And once that date is established, we certainly will be inviting all of you to attend. Are there any questions or comments?
Any questions? Comments? Thank you. Great
Thank
report.
You.
Great work. Report by the chair. I would start with request that the chair of the safety committee move a resolution commending the staff on their progress on the safety program. Mr. Downey.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This came from the discussion last month of progress that has been made over this past year and this past 3 years in terms of safety performance, and Chairman and I felt it really should deserve some recognition. I will paraphrase quickly the resolution, which speaks to the progress that has been made to the point that safety is and continues to be our priority, that we sense a visible change in the safety culture. There are tangible results in terms of reduced employee injuries, reduced customer injuries, and that we have made progress in closing various audits, in achieving investigations of accidents, and we heard last month from the Transit Oversight Commission that they are comfortable with the progress we've made, although, as others remind us, that there's always more that we could be doing. We know that the safety department is highly professionalized and active in a number of safety organizations, including service on the track committee of the Federal Transit Administration. We know that we're making progress on data collection and on our fatigue management effort, which is really going to be setting industry standards. So we would like to take note of this, and I'll read the last few sections. Whereas Metro's recent success and achievements in safety are the result of the action and commitment of each member of the workforce, and its advancement is dependent on the continued dedication of every Metro employee. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors recognizes Metro's considerable progress in safety over the past 2 years, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors extends its sincere appreciation to all Metro employees for all their hard work to improve Metro's safety culture, and be it finally resolved that the Board of Directors encourages all Metro employees to build on their recent achievements so that we will all continue cultivating the safety, successful safety culture that's necessary to have a high-quality organization. And I would move that resolution.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Comments?
Good idea.
We hope to be back here next year.
Just saying we've done even better.
We've done even better. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. The second item that I would like to recognize is a resolution of the board commending Chief Taborn's service. And I would ask Mr. Downey, as the chair of the Safety Committee,
Safety
and Security Committee, to present the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this one I will read because it deserves full presentation. Whereas Michael Taborn began his career with the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority on July 22, 1974, as a transit special police officer and rose through the ranks to become captain before joining the Federal Transit Administration in 2002. And whereas Chief Taborn returned to WMATA on March 10, 2008, as transit police chief to lead the 357 sworn officers and 193 civilian personnel. And whereas in December 2009, Chief Taborn simultaneously served as acting chief safety officer, leading the organization through some very difficult days. And whereas Chief Taborn has introduced the model of MetroStat, which will remain a hallmark for Metro Transit Police Department. And whereas under Chief Taborn's leadership, Metro's customers have seen a reduction in Part 1 crimes, including a historic improvement in the level of parking lot safety. And whereas Chief Taborn's commitment to the future of WMATA is reflected in his dedication to staff development and succession planning, which is reflected in the highly regarded professionalism of the police force. And whereas under Chief Taborn's command, millions of visitors from the United States and abroad have safely traveled around this city for inaugurations, cherry blossom festivals, 4th of July celebrations, and other such events. And whereas Chief Taborn's leadership propelled the police force forward, receiving high marks from customers and earning the TSA highest rating of gold standard for Metro's dedication to building a strong security program. And whereas for his commitment to WMATA for 32 years of service and his local and national support of transit security, the Board of Directors wishes to recognize Chief Michael Taborn for his contributions to WMATA and to the Metropolitan Transit Police Department. Now, therefore, be it resolved that consistent with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security campaign that says if you see something, say something, the Board of Directors says something, says thank you for the dedication of service that we have seen throughout the years, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors and the citizens of the National Capital Region memorialize their appreciation and celebrate the commitment of Chief Taborn for his success to the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority and wish him much future success, and be it finally resolved that this resolution shall be effective immediately. I so move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any comment? Mr. Nichols?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to take an opportunity to commend personally the Chief for his work. I've served on the board for a relatively short period of time, but I have certainly admired your professionalism and your competency and your demeanor in carrying perhaps the heaviest responsibility within the organization, and it is a challenge. You've served us well. I've enjoyed working with you and really appreciate what you've contributed to this organization, this community, and the opportunity to work with you. It's been a real pleasure on my part, and I want to thank you personally for that. Thank you.
Any other comment? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you, Chief. We have a
Ms. Hudgens, Mr. Zimmerman, Ms. Graham, a host of other board members who were chairs that are depicted on the wall, to the general managers who led this organization from the very beginning, Jackson Graham, to our general manager and CEO now, Mr. Richard Sauls, and many general managers that have played an integral role in making this agency much better. Common Turner. I was a personal bodyguard and traveled with her to Annapolis, to Richmond, places such as that. John Cato, who thought enough about reaching out, having me come back as the chief of police. I enjoyed working with them all. Most importantly, the executive leadership team that Mr. Sauls has put together and the previous executive leadership team, the host of Metro employees, both past and present, who all worked diligently together to make sure that transportation in the National Capital Region is what we need to do better than what we did the last day. A host of friends that I've made along the way, but without us as a family, we could not deliver the service that we do, and we do it extremely well. So it's been an absolute pleasure to have the opportunity to work with, for, and with the people in the National Capital Region. So thanks.
And Godspeed. We have a motion for the approval of an indemnification agreement with Excellus, and I would ask the chair of the Safety and Security Committee to make that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the resolution.
It's a resolution in connection with the installation of certain security equipment, and in order to proceed with that, we need to provide indemnification to the manufacturer. This would achieve this use of a federal grant that's available for this equipment, and we have a resolution before the board. I move it.
Second. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. I have a motion for the recognition of a special committee of the whole on strategic planning to secure a regional agreement on advancing and funding the momentum plan to be chaired by Mary Hines and to be vice-chaired by Tony Giancola. I would accept a motion.
I'll move.
Second. Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
No.
Mr. Bulger?
I think this is a great opportunity to get going on the momentum plan for the, not only for Metro, but also for our regional partners to look to the future, and not for necessarily myself and my fellow board members, but the future residents of this metropolitan area who are going to be more dependent on mobility. And if we don't get going on momentum, we're going to lose a lot of opportunities. So I thank you for getting this off the ground, Mr. Chairman.
I think this is the board's way of recognizing its leadership responsibility and accepting accountability for bringing the region together to develop a consensus for funding our way to a 2025 plan that will allow us to continue the economic growth that both jobs and population, and I think this is the right next step. It's only the first step in a long journey. So,
Ms. Downs, if I might.
Absolutely.
I think it's important today to commend staff for the amount of work and the amount of outreach that has already gone on. More than 11,000 persons in our community have commented on the plan in various and sundry ways. Multiple meetings have been held in multiple languages. There's a lot of good work that's been done to get us to these 7 or 8 what I would call key moves, without which our region has the potential to really fail. And I think that's important as we talk about this moving forward. These are not nice-to-dos. These are need-to-haves. And as the only regional agency that provides direct service to customers, we have an opportunity and a responsibility to step into what I think is a generational moment. And I would say that, too. If you look at what has happened in Virginia over the last several weeks, what Maryland is contemplating, the fact that the federal government has kind of settled in at least for a little while, we have the opportunity to frame the conversation around these issues and to bring people together to figure out how we actually make progress. And it's so critical to the success of all of our communities that we do this. So I'm honored to be asked to chair this. Tony and I will give this, you know, a great deal of attention, aided by the very able staff that we have here at the agency who help keep this moving. But this is a really important conversation to have in the moment we're in.
I agree.
Mr. Chairman? Yeah. Mr. Downey?
No. Mr. Barnes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There you are. I wanted to salute your leadership in creating this new effort on the board, and I think there's nothing more important that the board's going to do over the coming months and maybe next couple of years, really, in pushing this. And I join with Ms. Hines in saluting the staff, and a terrific amount of work has gone into this over now almost 2 years we've been engaged in this. And a thought occurred to me after our last discussion, very recent, of strategic planning and the Momentum program, that a lot of people in the community will want to get involved in supporting this beyond just stating an endorsement of it. I hope we all hope millions will want to endorse it and help push it. But it occurred to me we might think about creating, and I just suggested to you, Mr. Chairman, just something to think about, creating something like a committee of 100 leaders for Momentum. The presidents of all of our universities, the CEOs of all of our major corporations, the head of all of our major labor unions, the heads of major organizations, retired organizations, other community civic organizations, pull together 100 leaders of our region to throw their weight and support behind this effort that the board is now undertaking. Something like that. I've seen it work. We've all seen it work in other communities, and it could be helpful in pushing this forward. And it's just a thought that I've had since our last meeting, that a committee like that might attract a lot of support and interest, and maybe even some money to help promote what we all agree, as Ms. Hines just said, is something that has to be done for our region.
More participation is better. More fiscal support is better. I agree. And our challenge is to be, I think, inclusive rather than to try and manage this all by ourselves. I think the community ultimately has to make the decisions. This region has to make the decision about what it wants for its own future, economically and from a personal standpoint about mobility. Mr. Downey?
Yeah. I look forward to working with the committee as well as
this great idea of some outside participants to bring focus on it. I would note that there's more to momentum than just the seven actions that have to be done by 2025. It is also the strategic framework for our budgets, for our performance plans, for all the things that we need to be doing to be making continuous progress towards that 2025 goal. Without that continuous progress, the goal will always recede behind us, ahead of us. We need to do all of those things, and I look forward to working with the staff and the other board members on the entire agenda.
Any other comments? Hearing none, I think we did have the vote, right? We did not have a vote? Did we?
Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. The last special item is a motion to approve the general manager's contract extension. The board voiced some nervousness about the fact that the general manager's contract expires next year, and we're trying to provide incentives for the general manager to think about a longer-term commitment, and after some deliberation, Mr. Fowles agreed to a 24-month extension of his existing contract, which would take the contract to January the 21st of 2016. And I would move approval of an amendment to the employment agreement between WMATA and Richard R. Stiles, General Manager, Chief Executive Officer, to modify the extension date and extend the term of the agreement for 2 years.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thanks. Thanks, Richard. We all feel better.
That will be the day after the next inauguration.
Yeah, that's right. It's yeah.
You can run for president.
That's right. That concludes the chair's remarks. And the next item is the report from the general manager, CEO.
Good morning.
Good morning. Chairman
and the members of the board. First, I'd like to voice my appreciation for the resolution, recognizing the improvements in safety that have occurred over the last two or three years. And as you well noted, it's due to the effort of every staff member in this organization. And I will try to make sure that every staff member receives a copy of that resolution so they understand the recognition by the board. I also, I think, want to thank you for extending my contract for 2 years. However, what I look at it as is really a recognition of the effort of staff, all staff, over the last two or three years to make significant improvements in this organization, and for that I thank you. So I'll get back to my remarks here. Now we get to Chief Taborn. And even though some people may say it's too much, I don't think it's enough. Even though we had recognition by a member of the public and the board about the good works you've done, I'm going to add mine to it also. Chief has, you know, had a long and distinguished career here and elsewhere. He began his law enforcement career with the Transit Police Department in 1974. He spent 10 years as the training division commander, and I may add that that 10 years, I think, played quite a role in the way he approached leading this police organization, the way he developed people, was very focused on that, and has left behind a number of good leaders in the organization. As we know, he left WMATA in 2002, where he served as the director of the Office of Transit Safety and Security with the Federal Transit Administration. And that period of time has served us well. His contacts, his ability to get things done with the FTA, are noteworthy. He came back to Metro, became chief in March of 2008, and 5 years later, we can say our police department and this agency have benefited greatly from his leadership, as others have noticed. We've seen security improved, as was mentioned earlier. I've appreciated the chief's approach to community policing, as his officers are often key not only to customer safety, but customer service. And I see that every day as I pass through the system. And I personally will miss his wisdom and his counsel, which have been an important part of a partnership he had not only with me, but his colleagues on the executive team. Finally, I want to recognize that Mike has accomplished the greatest goals that I think any leader can. He is leaving this place better than he found it, and he has invested in and developed new leaders, including Deputy Chief Pavlik, who will succeed him. For all of this and more, Chief Taborn has definitely earned the right to turn off the 24/7 BlackBerry, as I know he's looking forward to. Mike, on behalf of your colleagues and all those who benefited from your leadership, I extend our thanks and congratulations on your extraordinary career and service to Metro. And besides Chief Taborn's retirement, I also want to take note of another important milestone. Yesterday marked 37 years since Metro Rail opened free to the public, and tomorrow will be the anniversary of the start of revenue service. Kyle asked me to mention that part. There were only 5 stations on the original segment, Rhode Island Avenue to Farragut North. It's amazing how far we have come. In those early days, riders were amazed at the quality of service we provided, and now, with our massive rebuilding effort underway, our recent improvements in safety and reliability, and our efforts to step up customer service, we want the region to be as proud of Metro today as it was in the beginning. About a year ago, I announced a customer service action plan that would put into place more than 50 initiatives to improve the customer's experience in our system. Today, I'm pleased to announce that dozens of those projects have been completed, and we are kicking off more today. In the last year, we provide customer service training to 104 rail supervisors, 558 rail station managers, and 1,000 bus employees. We've also given our station managers new tools, including an intranet website, to help them provide better information to our customers and to further assist customers. We now require station managers to be available during peak travel times outside the kiosks. Also at our kiosks, we now have dynamic signage at all of our stations. Bus customers now have Metro alerts providing real-time information about detours and delays. We've installed smart trip card dispensing machines at every rail station and improved online features that ends the need for customers to wait in line. We've improved our response time, fewer minutes to wait when riders call our customer service office, fewer days to wait for an email or a written response from us. And we've established a customer service satisfaction index that enables us to measure the customer experience and identify issues that need to be addressed. I want to thank the board, the rider advocates, and our customers for their suggestions, many of which have been implemented as part of this initiative. We are listening and we are committed to continuous improvement. Today, I am pleased to announce a slate of technology enhancements that will benefit our customers in a number of ways. First and most notably, today we have launched our new mobile website at WMATA.com. If you used our mobile site in the past, you have probably noticed that it was somewhat dated. Designed in the era when BlackBerrys were the primary device, the former mobile site lacked the usability and ease that smartphone users have come to expect. Our new mobile site has been completely redesigned for today's devices and features one-touch access to our most popular on-the-go tools, including Trip Planner, Next Train, Next Bus, and Alerts. On the new site, customers using their GPS-enabled smartphone can get Next Bus predictions with one-touch, showing bus arrival times for the bus stops closest to the current location. And customers can tap a route to see bus locations on a moving Google map. Rather than tell you, we have a 2-minute video that will show you how this works.
Welcome to Metro's totally redesigned mobile website. The new site gives you access to Metro while on the go and was created with today's smartphones in mind. Starting out on the mobile homepage, you now have quick, one-touch access to the most popular features of WMATA.com. The 3 large buttons at the top allow you to plan a trip and check real-time train and bus arrivals. Let's start with Trip Planner. You can can plan a route using bus, rail, or both, and set the time you want to leave or arrive. Trip Planner provides the best itinerary for your trip and shows fares and advisories that may be helpful. NextTrain gives you real-time arrival information directly from the Operations Control Center for any station in the system. It also remembers the last station you used to allow for one-touch access the next time you use it. NextBus provides arrivals for bus stops nearest you. It takes advantage of your smartphone's GPS system to determine your location and shows you bus times for all nearby stops. For even more information, simply touch a route to see the bus locations on a moving Google map. Also using your phone's GPS location, the new Service Nearby feature uses your current location to find transit service near you for both bus and rail. And you can get information about current elevator outages and alternate bus shuttle options. Of course, the mobile site features continually updated alerts and advisories directly from the Metro Alert system. Urgent messages will be displayed in red right on the home screen. Finally, at the bottom of the homepage, you will see a quick contact feature to initiate a call to Metro Transit Police should the need ever arise. We recommend adding the new mobile page to your home screen for quick and easy access. Thanks for trying out our new mobile website. We look forward to your feedback.
Cool.
I just want to add that the new site was designed in-house by a team of our web and digital communication staff. And I might also add that that entire video was designed and produced in-house also, and we're very proud of their efforts. As we do with the kiosk flat-screen displays, we're considering the first week or two to be the beta test for the new site so that we can incorporate customer feedback and address any issues that are noticed once the site is in full production. To access the new site, simply go to inmata.com on your mobile device. Next, I want to announce a NextBus enhancement that builds on the Metro Alerts improvements we made a year ago when we introduced Metro Alerts and advisories for bus customers to better inform them about delays, detours, and service changes for the route. Today, bus Metro Alerts are sent from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday by communicators who are embedded in the bus control center. Now we have integrated Metro Alerts with NextBus so that customers who use NextBus will benefit from the additional detail that Metro Alerts provides. This information will be shown on NextBus on the web, as well as on NextBus signs at bus stops where they are installed. The third technology announcement, which you may have read in the newspaper the last day, is the integration of Rail Metro Alerts with Google Maps. Now customers who use Google Maps to plan their Metro Rail trips will see any service change information right on the Google Map result. And we're working to provide the same functionality for Metro Bus customers in the near future. Finally, because we recognize the value of third-party developers in the mix of transit information, we make more than a dozen data sets available to developers for their use in creating the next great transit app. Available data sets include next bus arrival predictions, bus locations, train arrival data, and station information. In fact, we have created an in-house team to work on ways to improve the experience of our third-party developer community. The team will work over the next few months to further improve the accuracy of data and ensure that we are responsive to their feedback and suggestions. As part of the customer service action plan, we have more exciting projects in the pipeline. I look forward to more announcements like these in the months ahead. A demonstration of some of these new features that we talked about today is available just outside this room. We welcome you to take a look before you leave today. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my remarks.
Thank you. Mr. Bolger?
Thank you for the great video and your staff. Just for the public, this is free, right?
Yes.
And to get the app, you go to WMATA.com, or do you go to the Apple?
WMATA.com.
Okay, and then what does the public need to put in to get, or look for to get the app?
It comes up automatically.
Oh, great. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you. Good report. Report by Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee.
Mr. Bolger?
Thank you. Been sitting today for Councilwoman Bowser. Today we're seeking board approval of potential new joint development solicitations for 11 properties across the region. New joint development solicitations were selected following staff review of Metro's available properties, and staff used and the board or the committee looked at the following criteria: market strength, developer offers, interest and inquiries, adjacent land uses and projects, in consultation with local planning and economic development officials. Solicitations for each site will be through RFPs, with one exception, Anacostia, which we intend to use a request for qualifications because there are other stakeholders like the National Park Service, etc. So, Mr. Chairman, I move approval of this from the committee. Thank you.
Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any comment or questions?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Yule?
I'd like to ask staff if they could, first of all, just I think this is a wonderful effort on the part of WMATA to have the study of their properties and see what which sites and locations may be available for disposition and so forth. But I know in my city, staff has been trying to get answers from WMATA relative to why we were excluded, being excluded from the study and sites within the city of Alexandria. I don't know if anyone's prepared to answer that today, but certainly would like to have that information.
We'll get back to you on the way sites were selected.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Thank you. Report by the Finance Administration Committee, Mr. Acosta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee referred one item to the board, which is the staff sought committee approval to increase the FY2013 capital reimbursable budget by $256,000 for the Anacostia Street car budget. With this additional budget authority, the total project budget will increase by $18.3 million to $18.5 million, and the total of FY2013 capital reimbursable budget will increase by from $60.5 million to $60.7 million. I would like to move approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Reports from the jurisdiction. The district has nothing to report. TC.
No.
Okay.
No report.
No report.
I thought you said DC.
No, WSTC.
No report.
Okay. NVTC?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. One item. Since our last meeting, NVTC has selected a new executive director, Kelly Coyner, who I think some of you know from her work, regional work related to Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. And I think she also worked for work at DOT.
Everybody worked
And on a point of personal privilege, I would note that she's also a former student of mine at the University of Virginia Law School. So in spite of that, she was selected to be the new executive director, and we're very pleased about that.
Federal government?
Nothing to report.
If there is nothing else to be brought before the board, I would adjourn this meeting.
Okay.